Psalm 115, Part 1, Preface. By the good providence of our God, we were born in a Christian land, and in our infancy were received into his covenant of grace in holy baptism. And to a greater or less extent, we enjoy, or have enjoyed, the advantages of a Christian education at home and in school. Every day we can read the Scriptures, and, gathered around the family altar, we can edify our souls with singing and prayer. And every Lord's Day we can go up to the house of prayer with the multitude of them that worship. But alas, how little do we appreciate these blessings! Because we enjoy them continually, we little regard them and rarely think of returning thanks for them. Often, therefore, should we remember the woeful ignorance and misery of the heathen who worship idols, which can neither hear nor help. Though they make long prayers, torture their bodies, and bring many offerings, yet they are without hope and comfort in the world. Surely, if we love not the word of our God, when it dwells with us richly, the heathen will rise up against us on the day of judgment and will condemn us. Let us employ our eyes to read, our ears to hear, and our hearts to meditate the word of grace, giving glory to God for his goodness, as the 115th Psalm urges us. Idolatry rejected and the Lord's blessing invoked. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens, he hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is every one that trusts in them. Summary. In these words, God is exalted as the Savior who is able to deliver them that call on him, while others that are called gods are nothing but dead idols. Made by man's hands, they are more powerless to help than those who made them. Therefore, in the very first words of this psalm, this petition is expressed, that God should have regard of his own name and of his mercy and truth, and not of our worthiness. For if God would help us only when we are so pious as to be worthy of it, then must our God appear as helpless as the idols of the heathen, and then must we remain without deliverance, because we are never worthy of it. But because he is the true and living God, the Helper, therefore we call on him to deal with us according to his own name for the sake of his mercy and truth. If he is our God, he must be our helper, for he has promised to be a merciful Father unto us. Prayer. Thou, O God, hast been our helper in the past, preserving us unto this day in body and soul. Forsake us not, but demonstrate to the world that thou art God of heaven, ruling over all, and mighty to save. Cast down the idols of the heathen by the word of the cross, and build the kingdom of thy Son in our hearts. Amen.